It never got easier. It was just, I would say, kind of jumbled. And then after I lost my card in 2003, I didn't pick up a club for 4 years. And then when I came back and I started, I didn't play a lot, but I played some amateur events. But when I came back, it was kind of almost like, swinging the golf club's easy. And whether my brain took 4 years to process what I'd been trying to learn for, 40, I don't know. But I think the game is, certain aspects of the game have become much easier. The putting aspect has still been kind of my nemesis, but I've been working on that. So hopefully this week we're going to get that back into the good side.
And you have your son, GT, caddying for you this week.
He's sitting back there. He's lounging out back there in the back. He needs a haircut.
So he caddied for you in the qualifier. He's back again this week. How special is it to share this experience with a family member, with your son, inside the ropes this week at the Senior Open?
It's very special. I had the opportunity to caddy for my dad in a couple major championships, the couple British Opens. And, I don't know how many more of these I'll get to play in, but for him to have the ability to come out here and, spend some time with, guys that are, they're not on the regular tour, but when they were the best players in the world. And they're still pretty darn good. A lot of these guys, you see that when they play, on the regular tour, they're still competing there. But, for someone who is an aspiring golfer, I think it's going to be very special for him to be out here and see these guys and see how good they are and see how much work they put into it. And also just to spend time with him and have him on my bag and, discuss strategies as we go forward through the week and hopefully, coming down the wire and on Sunday be somewhere close to the top.
Very good. Well, we'll open it up to questions. If you have one, please raise your hand, and we'll have a microphone. Start here in front. John.
Hi, Gary. John Finneran from the South Bend Tribune and Associated Press. you're here this week with another teammate of yours, Chris Smith, who qualified here, and you're playing on a golf course where Susan Holt is the women's golf coach at Notre Dame. So is it kind of a Buckeye reunion this week?
Chris and I are going to play a practice round tomorrow. We were supposed to play today, but I had to go out of town for a day. But it's great to be here. Great to catch up with Chris. Great to have a couple. I think we have, how many Buckeyes do we have in the field? I know the John Cook. I saw him. Is Joey Sindelar playing? So we only have 3 Buckeyes. I would have thought we had more than that, but
that's. At Notre Dame, that some people might say that's enough Buckeyes.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if you saw my comment after I qualified that I've never thought a Buckeye would be so happy to come to South Bend. But I'm very excited to be here.
Have you been on the golf course and have you played some of it since you've been here? And what do you think of the golf course that Coren Crenshaw have created?
I came in Friday. And I walked 9 holes on Friday and chipped and putted, and then I played Saturday and Sunday. And then, again, walked the course in the afternoon after I played, so I've been around it a lot. I like the golf course. I think that, the golf course sets up with, plenty of room off the tee, and, the greens are, pretty receptive to good shots. If you hit it in the wrong place, it can be pretty penal, which is good. But if you, keep it on the right, don't short side yourself and, think your way around the golf course, I think it's a very fair test of golf.
Give it a run here on the right side.
Talking about your career, is playing competitive golf more fun now than it was? Was it more like self-induced pressure or expectations earlier, and is it different now?
It's a lot more fun now. It was fun for a while when I was younger, and then when you practice to prepare and you don't succeed, and then you say, okay, well, maybe I need to practice harder, and you practice more and you don't succeed, and you practice, it's kind of like I don't know, what is it, the definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result? But I got to the point where I was practicing more and more and more and more and getting worse and worse and worse. And I was like, this is just no fun. And, you know, now it's, I'm trying to become a regular on the senior tour, but it's not my job. I have businesses with my partner. We have four businesses that we own and operate, and so it's not a life and death situation, or it's not a demand on my family that I go out and win this week to support my family. But it would be nice to win and put a little extra in there.
Other questions for Gary? Dave?
Yeah, I don't have any. I just thought I'd bug you for a while.
Whatever.
No. You said you worked on your putting, and you've been working on your putting. It's kind of been the bugaboo of your career.
I can't hear you. Speak
well, up. You said you were working on your putting, trying... Oh, stop.
Okay.
We're going to go round and round.
Okay.
What do you work on with putting? How do you get better putting when, you know, you were talking about working so hard and maybe not getting results? What is it about putting that's not clicking for you? Other than not going in, but is it something fundamental?
I think that my putting is very streaky. When I'm putting well, I'm as good a putter as there is out there. And when I'm putting poorly, it's pretty ugly. And just over the years, I've been, you know, trying to look at it, and I just think it's more of a mindset as you set up to each putt. And I've been working on my mindset as I hit a putt, trying to make sure that I hit the putt as opposed to kind of, you know, waft the putter through the hitting area and the ball getting in the way. So my focus the last few weeks working on my putting has just been trying to make sure that it's a more positive stroke, and trying to get out of, you know, worrying about what's going to happen if it goes 3 feet by. You know, just let less worry, try and be more confident, and just try and make sure that I'm whether it's a, you know, 3 foot downhill putt or a, you know, 10 foot uphill putt, be aggressive with the stroke and aggressive with the hit, even though I may only be taking the putter back an inch. So just, and actually kind of, if you think about the way my dad putts and kind of like, you know, he's kind of a short backstroke and kind of pops it and hits it. Well, maybe I should have thought about trying to copy his putting years ago. It might have helped, but wasn't that smart.
We talked about GT caddying for you, and obviously it's fun having your son on the bag, but does he have a good set of eyes to also help you, be it putting or your full swing, anything else on the golf course?
Yeah, he's very knowledgeable. I mean, he knows my game, it'll be fun out there. We'll talk about some things. He likes to offer his advice whether I ask for it or not sometimes. So we'll have to have a little conversation about that. About, you know, what are the three ups in caddying? You know, keep up, show up, and shut up. But
Guy John, right in front. Yes.
I was wondering, when you were caddying for your dad, what was it like? How many times did your dad ask you for advice on the golf course?
He asked my advice a lot. Who knows my game or his game better than the people that we play with most? I play with GT as much as I play with anybody. And I help him with his golf swing. And so, everything that we do is kind of the same philosophy. My coach on tour was Rick Smith. I've had him working with Rick Smith. So the terminology is the same. The things that we're trying to do are all kind of the same. So that part of it just kind of goes hand in hand. With my dad, he was always, he was always wanting information if he asked for it. He wasn't wanting information if he didn't ask for it. And that's where, you know, the kind of the fine line of, you know, being, you know, the father-son relationship is, you know, when you're sitting at the dinner table and you're talking about things and information's flowing freely, that's one thing. But when you're, you know, sitting, you know, 150 yards out and I've got a club in mind and he has a different club in mind, you know, I'm not really wanting him to tell me what his thought is unless I ask for it. Because I don't want to get conflicting thoughts. If I pick the wrong club, that's my fault. But I want to be positive in whatever I'm hitting.
Will you talk to your dad this week, or will you hear from him, especially with it being a U.S. Open, and pick his brain a little bit?
I don't want any advice from my father this week. I would never want to pick his brain about four U.S. Open wins, and I'm being sarcastic, obviously. I think he's coming in Thursday, and we'll be a family affair, and we'll discuss lots of things. I'm sure that you'll see me on the range with him after each round, and whether on the putting green, and not so much on the short game area, but putting and on the driving range.
I'm not sure if you had a chance to go into the Notre Dame locker room yet. I know that's where the players are coming through. Have you had that chance, and what was that experience like?
I've done it twice. So the first time I went in with Robbie and Jenny as kind of their guinea pig. I did that, I think it was on Saturday or Sunday, and it was a great experience. For someone who has never been a Notre Dame fan, it's hard to walk away from that place not having an enormous amount of respect for what's happened here and the history of Notre Dame. And can't say that I'm a fan yet, but I'm less of an anti-Notre Dame than I used to be. But it was actually, such a great experience. I said, to a couple of the players, I was like, I can't tell you what's going to happen, but you're really going to enjoy the registration experience. And so much so for me that I didn't register until today, because I wanted to do it with GT so that he could go over there with me and kind of see what it was all about. And so he and I went through registration this afternoon. But it was very, very, very cool. Not as cool as Ohio State, but it's cool.
All right, Gary Nicholas, thank you so much. Best of luck this week.
All right, thanks.